Many farms today use terraces, waterways, and conservation tillage to protect soil and water. However, few people can tell you the man whose revolutionary book helped spur people to action. His story and the park that resulted is today's edition of The American Countryside. Ed Sharon is a lead ranger at Vermont's only national park, Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Historical Park. You aren't alone if you don't know much about the place.
Most of our visitors that come to this park have most likely never heard of George Perkins Marsh. Somewhat surprising because, you know, in certain circles, he's considered to be a very important figure in the development of the conservation movement.
Marsh was born in 1801 here in Woodstock, Vermont. You can trace much of today's work in conservation back to this man.
The reason he's best remembered is because of a book that he wrote that was published in 1864 called Man and Nature. Historians say that it hit with the force of revelation, considered to be the second most important work of its day, next to Darwin's Origin of Species, which was published in 1859.
Marsh was perhaps interested in conservation because he saw the great changes taking place right outside his home.
When he was born in Vermont, we were close to about 90% forest. By the time he's in his 50s, that had switched to about 80% deforested.
The deforestation can be traced to an import tax that began in the early 19th century.
There was tax put on imported wool. That made it very attractive for farmers here to expand the sheep industry. And it happened to be the Merino sheep was the breed of choice at that time. And the Merino population of sheep went from about 4,000 in 1810 to almost 2 million by 1840. And they were clearing tens of thousands of acres of forest land for sheep pasture.
Heavy sheep grazing resulted in timber clearing and soil loss. Marsh worked to preserve the soil and the land. We'll have more from Vermont's only national park next time as we travel the countryside. In Woodstock, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCrae.